Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Photographer's Guide. My name is Austin, also known as Len Sends Down the Internet. And in today's episode, I'm going to talk about some updates, coronavirus, and getting my first sponsor. So, here we go. So, it's been a long time since I've been able to upload anything. I've been working hard, but I missed the deadline, so I am uploading whenever I can. So, first things first, I should talk about the updates. Any updates, special updates that are coming up about the podcast? No, I have a new video coming up in March about the Hina Matsuri, the Hina Festival, the doll festival in Japan. That's coming up in March, and then I have a few updates coming as well. Some of the updates and upgrades that are coming that I'm really excited about. Is the first one is I got a new program. For the longest time for my photos, I've been using GIMP. GIMP is a wonderful, wonderful program that I have used for about 5, 6 years now, and it can do a lot. It's super powerful, but after using the Lightroom lights on my cell phone, I wanted something with a little more power, a little more user-friendly. And something that was more photocentric, not image manipulation, but actual photocentric with more filters and more. So, because of that, I got PaintShop Pro from Corel 2020. The reason I got this is because its main job is photo editing. Then there's graphic design and all that as well, but after reading online and asking around, the one that came up the most from people that I talked to, the most recommended program was Corel. There's also, of course, Adobe Photoshop, but I can't afford the subscription to Photoshop, and I don't know much about downloading pirated programs, so I decided to go with this, so I'm excited to check out the PaintShop Pro. You can hear it there. Another really exciting upgrade that's going to help me not only in photography but video and podcasting as well is I got a new, well, I got, it's not new, but I got a laptop. This is a Dynabook from my friend. He got a brand new computer, and he let me have his old one. I can tell you that it's fairly heavy, but the reason is because he has upgraded this thing and done so much to it that it outperforms my main computer. But the reason that I'm really excited about getting a laptop, especially this laptop, for now until I can afford to get a brand new spanking one where I don't have to have a used one, is this will allow me to edit on the go. I really haven't had the opportunity, the ability to edit anywhere outside of my small shoebox studio here. So this is going to give me a real big boost. I can now edit photos. I can show photos in real time to my clients, which is going to be amazing. I can edit. I've got on this computer some software for making vector art and things like that, and music. So there's going to be a lot more coming out from me, and I hope that this will help to boost my creativity and really to bring my photography up to the next level. So that's my main updates, my main upgrades that I'm really excited about, and hopefully from April to April, May, and from there, I'll have some upgrades in my photography and videography. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And then the next thing we should probably talk about is the coronavirus. Oh no! So, of course, at the time of recording this, here in Japan, the coronavirus has spread from the Queen Mary cruise to all around the nation. And for the past week, all the schools have been closed down. All businesses are still on, but schools for children from kindergarten all the way to high school, I think universities are still open, are closed, which has been a really interesting experience. So I know a lot of kids missed out on the graduation ceremonies, and I know that a lot of teachers and parents are really stressing out right now because the preparations that we have to make for next year, all the foreign teachers that they have to make for next year are just off the wall. And I know from the government standpoint, this is pretty bad in many different ways. And for the kids and families, it's pretty bad as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. We have one more week of nationwide quarantine, and then things should get back to normal. We'll see if that actually happens, though. So I hope that wherever you are, you stay safe, and that you aren't putting yourself at risk, or you aren't infected at the moment. And here in Japan, we don't have that many cases. Everything's pretty much buttoned down. We don't hear much more about it. I'm not sure if that's because the government is trying to keep it quiet to keep down hysteria, or if because it's actually come to a stop. It'll be interesting to see what happens after the next couple weeks and to see what the next year has to hold. But for now, stay safe out there. And wash your hands and don't touch your face. And one more thing I want to talk about in this particular podcast that I think is interesting and I am really excited about, and I hope that you guys are too. In my April video, my April podcast, and my April Instagram uploads, I'm going to have a sponsor. I'm going to have my first sponsor. Now, to be honest, this is not the first time I've been asked to sell things or to be part of a part of the sales force, I guess. But I was contacted by this company, and they said, "Here, we want to give you this product. We'll sell it to you. We'll get you 50% off." So I got this. Please send me, you know, the code so I can get some clothes for a very discounted price so I can take some pictures with models, and never got back to me. So that was, they never got back to me. They never said anything else. It was just blank. So that fell through. A couple others, there was a vitamin company that it was really shady. I was like, no, absolutely not. I don't know what's in your vitamins. And so I'm not going to sell them to people that might have allergies or something else. So I said no to that. But this company, it's a fitness company, something that, you know, I'm into fitness. I enjoy being fit and healthy. And they have a part of their program where some of their, I think 10% of their investments go to providing clean water to people in countries that don't have it. So this will be, I'm interested in that part more than the fitness, but at the same time, I do believe that fitness is very, very, it's important, of course. So look forward to that in the April videos. And I need your help. I'm running out of ideas. I have April videos planned out, May videos planned out. I've got this sponsor video coming up and these sponsor photos coming up in April. And then I've got my first model clothing shot coming in May. So May will be that. And I think it's going to be another sponsored one, which will be very interesting. It'll be my first model shots using people other than myself or my daughter, or my wife. So it'll be interesting. But what else, what are some things that you'd like to hear from me on the podcast? And what are some things that you want to see me to try and take pictures of and show the behind the scenes of? I'm really excited to try and learn new things and try and show you and learn along with you and show you how I did it and learn how you would do it differently. So if you have any comments about how you would do something differently than I did, or if you have any ideas for what I should shoot next, and it's easily accessible, or you can send it to me, I would be more than happy to try and take photos of stuff. So let me know in the comment section or hit me up on social media, and I would love to hear more. All right. That's all for this podcast. I hope you guys have a great day wherever you are, and I hope you stay safe and coronavirus free. Have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye.